Momo!
Well, it's very kind of you, but Momo has exited the building.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Yeah. Take two.
All right.
La 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 lover.
There you go.
Better.
Yeah, Momo's on her way, I think, to Oklahoma City. Yep. Is that what she said?
So she's talking to the Thunder.
On her way talking to the Thunder and stuff, and Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. Yeah. So she's working on a big story. So, Cappy, are you ready for pickleball?
You want me to tell you the honest truth, or you want me to make something up?
I'd rather you say the honest thing, to be honest with you.
The honest truth is that since last year's pickleball tournament, I think I have played pickleball a grand total of about two times for a total of about 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
So I am significantly underprepared as of today.
Yep.
Now, Sedano has been playing with DeMarco.
I heard.
And
Mike
Beto
Trudell.
And McMiniman and Trudell. And the scouting report on Trudell is that, you know, he's a former collegiate soccer player who's still in good shape. He's got lateral movement. He's got hand-eye coordination. And he has taken to the game quite quickly. So to answer your question, Mace, I am woefully underprepared for this year's pickleball event. How about you?
Shadano's there. Shadano, you've been I heard you were out
today
playing pickleball. Yeah,
we played today. We played for, Trudell only played for an hour because he had to go catch his Lakers flight with John and them. But Beto, DeMarco, and I played round robin with a bunch of 60 and 50-year-old ringers for another hour. So we played two straight hours of pickleball today.
The 60 and 50-year-old ringers are usually really, really good.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they were really good. And they taught us a few things here and there, which was actually kind of nice.
Oh, yeah? What'd you learn? So,
I'm
go ahead
not
and share.
Reveal my, come on, come what on, I've learned to you. You are the competition.
Yeah, I played pickleball last March.
What
and
do you mean,
and last March. And
wait a second, Mace. Yeah. I mean, George, you consider Mason, who has told everybody how awful he is, and we got to see his performance last year, and he's playing with Lindsay
baseball. I don't think
baseball.
He played poorly last year.
He didn't. Well,
no, actually, we played okay last year because I had my brother. We actually won the first round in the tournament, but went out after that. And then you guys kicked our ass in the 7-10 round robin.
Right. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
no offense.
So you are underestimating everyone. I go in there. Everyone is a competitor, okay? Mm-hmm. So I am. I'd rather go in overestimating people than underestimating people. This is going to be your problem. This is exactly like when we were at the golf tournament a couple years ago, and you said you could easily do 50 push-ups, and then you almost collapsed and died after 40.
That is true.
That's true. That is true. But I do respect my opponent. Thank you. Thank you, Berg. It was 100. But thank you, Bergie.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
was it 100?
Yeah.
So it is going to be. It's going to be a blast next week.
Where's Momo, by the way?
Momo had to go. She's on her way to Oklahoma City to interview Shea Gilgeous-Alexander.
No, that's nice.
Well, that's interesting because I saw her in Phoenix and she was telling me she was doing a story on Shea then. So
yeah, she's bouncing around a lot with him. I want to make sure everybody knows Pickleball Madness Tournament next Saturday, Agape Pickleball Center, Miles Square Park in Fountain Valley. Food, drinks, games, fun zone, March Madness, all that kind of stuff is going on. And there's a gigantic birthday card for Mason.
But, Mace, have you been practicing at all?
Yeah, I told you I played.
When?
Last March.
Oh. Are you planning on playing between now and next Saturday? And, by the way, you just said next Saturday, and I don't really ever know the date. So, for example, today, this afternoon, 3 o'clock this afternoon, me and George were invited to a meeting.
Okay.
That when I received the invite, I said yes, but I didn't even look at the date because I assumed it's a week from now. You know, I'm like, nobody's going to schedule a meeting for later today. Well, it was for later today.
Did you miss it?
You missed the meeting?
No, I didn't miss it. I made it.
No, I was late, though.
I made it, but it was only because somebody texted me and goes, dude, are you coming to this meeting? I go, wait, it's today?
Yeah, you have no sense of time or...
No, I don't have a sense of the date. So here, when you just said that the pickleball tournament is next Saturday...
Yes.
That just caught me off guard. I thought I had weeks to prepare, and I don't.
No,
it's
don't.
Next Saturday.
I don't.
It's been on the calendar for a very long time, Cappy.
Really, I mean,
Cappy,
long
time. If you want to play together as a team for one day, we can figure this out.
You know? Are you going to play? I assumed you were playing together.
We have not played once together since last year.
Nope, not once.
But are you not teammates this year in the tournament?
We are teammates. We are teammates. But we are practicing independent of one another.
Oh, I see. You're training
individually. Well, you just said you've only played an hour since the last tournament.
Right, but George, I want you to know something. Now, tomorrow, the Lakers play at 7, which means that we get off the air at 5:30 tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
No, you get off the air at 5:30.
Oh, that's right.
I'll be in Sacramento.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I am playing pickleball tomorrow with a bunch of very experienced pickleball players.
Mm.
And this weekend, I have a private coaching session.
Okay.
Wow.
With a pro pickleballer.
Well, listen, let me tell you something. Kathy and Sylvia and Gil and all these folks in Manhattan Beach taught us a thing or two today. We learned some stuff today, which I thought was fascinating.
So I'm going to pickleball camp this weekend.
Okay. Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
I'm going to a spot that's more like, it's actually kind of a resorty kind of place, but
yeah,
they've got pickleball courts.
Spot, I thought you were going to leave off the tee. I thought you said you were going to go to a spa.
It kind of is.
But they've got pickleball courts.
Yeah.
So I intend to play every day while I'm at pickleball camp, and then the rest of the time I'll be doing the spa part of things.
Okay. And is this just Saturday, Sunday? Are you taking
a
couple
Fridays,
days off?
No, I'm off Friday and Monday, so I'm off Friday. We're leaving then and coming back on Monday. I'm really excited for it, and I'm glad that I'm bringing my racket. I've got a racket for Juan, or a paddle. Yeah,
paddle.
I don't even have the terminology
it's
right.
It's not a tennis racket. Yeah, it's a pickleball paddle.
But we're gonna play, and hopefully there's some ringers out there to teach us
going?
A few
you
things.
Where are you going back to Murrieta Hot Springs?
No, they're not done yet.
Where are you going?
That didn't go over
I don't think I want to just come out and say exactly where I'm going to be.
Because if you were telling me where you were going, maybe I'd come meet you, you know? I mean, now that we're all BFFs and all.
You guys are best friends now.
Yeah. It's,
well, you know what it is?
It's Palm Springs, Cappy. I don't know if you want to come out there.
Well, I would love to come out there. As a matter of fact, not only would I love to come out there, but I got a buddy of mine who is the tennis pro, and that makes him sort of de facto pickleball pro,
ADJ.
Out at La Quinta.
Oh,
and
nice.
And he'll spend a lot of time with us.
Okay. You want to come out?
Yeah. You know what it is, Bergie?
What's
that? It's like me and Mace are like BFFs, but it's really, really Rachel and Juan
it
that
is.
Are like BFFs. Don't you get that vibe, Mace?
They totally hit it off.
They got along, huh?
I think they exchanged numbers.
Right.
I think, yeah. They really got along well.
So right. Rachel likes Juan better than Morales.
Rachel likes Juan better than Morales.
Sure, I would say yes, probably.
Yeah,
I would think that's a
yes.
That's affirmative.
Yeah,
affirmative.
Yeah, say yes.
I like Rachel. She's fun to party
with. She is a lot of fun.
Yeah,
yeah. She is the life of the party.
Yeah, we ended up not going to Madonna that night because the tickets never got cheap. They were still like $400 a seat. We waited till the very last minute because Madonna's concert starts at 8, and of course she goes on at 10. So we were looking at tickets like at 8:30 to see if there was anything nothing really available for less than $400. If we could have gotten it cheap, we would have definitely gone because I've never seen her in real life.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've
saw
never
her
seen
once.
Her.
I saw her probably like a decade ago, so she was pretty good back then.
You probably saw closer to prime Madonna.
It was when she was dating A-Rod.
Oh, yeah.
Did
oh,
you go
wow.
With A-Rod?
Yeah, that's right.
Because he was at the concert.
Oh, you didn't go with him.
I did not go with him. He and I were not. So actually, so it was probably like 15 years ago because he and I were not like friendly then.
Yeah, it's one of the ones someday you hope
I
saw.
How friendly are you now?
I don't know. Someone in the circle of trust might have mentioned that they saw me and him bro-hugging the other night at the game.
Oh, really?
Right.
There's a big bro-hug?
But a bro-hug is one thing, but I mean, like, put it this way. If you wanted to call her out and you go, hey, listen, A-Rod, my boy Cap is going to be up in Minnesota, and he needs like 8 courtside passes.
No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. First of all, I wouldn't do that to anybody.
You wouldn't do that? No?
So, no.
I would do it for you.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would. If you called me,
I don't need 8 courtside seats.
If you called me and you said, hey, listen, I'm going up to a New England Patriots game, and your boy's the OC up there.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be on the field before the game, and I want to take 3 of my buddies with me. I go, George, you're with me. I got you hooked up.
Right, but I would not ask for 8 field passes like you do.
Well, how about 4?
No,
field
I wouldn't
passes?
Ask for any field passes.
Okay. 0 field passes.
No.
Field passes are cool.
Yeah, they're awesome.
I'm trying
to see if the Rams are playing the Patriots this year because I would totally hit you up.
You know what I mean? And just be like, hey, I'm so-and-so. Like, I've covered some of your games over the years. Like, I would actually ask for buy tickets.
They play the Patriots.
At Foxborough, Rams versus New England.
Okay.
I will go to that game if you can get me field passes.
Hey,
schedule's not out yet. It's just one of their away opponents is the Patriots.
Hey, count on it. And here's what we do. We take Juan.
Yep.
Because he's a Rams fan.
He's a Rams fan, yep.
And we take Rachel because she just likes to go and have a good time.
She's fun.
And now
and
we got all...
Boston's a fun town, although we don't know when it is, right? It could be really cold.
It could be cold. It could be early. We don't know. But I've never been to Foxborough. It would be really cool. Well, I know you're very tight with Alex, and it would be great to be there.
Yeah, and now we've got 4 field passes, and we just need him to get 4 more.
Sweet.
Now, I don't know who the other 4 are for.
Sweet.
But, Kathy, you know what? I probably should have just said yes because you'd never go to Minnesota anyway.
What do you mean? Yes, I would.
For field passes, you would.
Yeah, I mean, if A-Rod is hosting me, I'd go.
You know what's Years ago, when we had the USC Trojans on the station,
mm-hmm. which we, I think we should have them back on the station. I think we should have them back.
I would love, they're certainly welcome to come back.
That's my opinion.
But I used to get field passes for every single USC game. This was in the Pete Carroll days. Mm-hmm. So I watched every single game with my best friend on the field for USC. What's that?
Snoop?
No, a guy named Don Harris.
Oh.
Great guy.
Not Will Ferrell.
Not Will Ferrell. No, we're not that tight.
Oh.
But every game on the field was fantastic. Now USC has tightened up completely, and you can't get out there the way you used to be able to
get
out
there.
You
were last year. You went with like Morales and a couple people.
We did go down on the field. Me and Morales and I think Josh from the social media team went down on the field last year. It's cool. I mean, it's cool, and I think the Trojans have a chance to be really good this year. I'd love to be back on the field.
I mean, you also said that last year. It didn't work
out. I say it every year.
Yeah.
Do they have
they're probably
right
like an 8-win team this
year. Oh, come on.
Yeah, they have a quarterback.
Yeah, Miller Moss.
Yeah, dude. Didn't you see what he did?
Did you not see him light it up
in a bowl game? Like,
light it up in at the Holiday Bowl?
No.
I mean, they're probably an 8-win team this year. And Cappy, don't switch now because you actually said that you thought I was crazy to say they were an 8-win team next year in the Big Ten.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that the schedule is going to be too hard. But I will say this. Bergie says, do they have a quarterback? Hey, that kid, Miller Moss, that guy has waited his time. That guy has been loyal to his school. That guy has been more about being at USC than he was about his own, you know, playing time situation. I love players like that.
So
I love a good story.
We're planning a trip to Ann Arbor. USC that, plays at
the
Michigan.
The Big House is a cool place to go visit once.
I was there years and years ago. Oh, Ann Arbor is a really fun town. But I we're definitely going to go see them at Ann Arbor. The schedule is relatively tough. They open with LSU.
Loss.
That's like the Vegas kickoff game or whatever on September 1st.
Bergie goes loss.
Utah State.
They do not have an easy schedule.
Utah State is I didn't say they have an easy schedule.
And Utah State for a group of five is not a gimme either.
But they're going to be fine. At Michigan, probably a loss. Wisconsin at home. At Minnesota,
beat Wisconsin at home.
Penn State at the Coliseum, tough. Be fun though.
Yeah,
be fun to see them. Maryland, Rutgers.
Maryland, new quarterback this year, so they should win that game. Rutgers not going to be easy. They're gonna bludgeon you. And USC does not play well against teams that like to play super physical.
At Washington,
like Utah last year,
correct. At Washington, that's tough up there in Seattle.
Hello, new quarterback there. Nebraska at home. I don't know what you get with Nebraska.
But they're getting a kid from Arizona, the kid who was the backup to Fifita, who went with their coach. So.
And then at UCLA.
That's tough. Still tough.
That's a win for USC, let's be honest.
Yeah, they're going to beat UCLA.
I mean, by the end of the season, UCLA could be a completely different team than they start.
We'll see. I do think the Trojans' defense is going to improve dramatically because of Danton Lynn.
Yeah, he's a really, really good coordinator, and they also took a couple of guys from UCLA's defense to go over there, too.
Yeah, so hopefully. And yeah, I would love to be working with USC again.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
Fingers crossed.
So Mace, what else you got? What you're gonna play? You're gonna go away.
Yep,
for a couple
go
days.
Away. Yep.
You're not really gonna play pickleball.
I am 100.
I don't buy that.
100% playing pickleball.
I want video proof of this.
There will be. Watch my Instagram story, which is really popping.
What about your TikTok?
My TikTok. I'll do it on the TikTok,
is that
too.
Popping, too?
Yeah, TikTok? The TikTok's popping less right now than the Instagram story. I got to get the TikTok to pop more.
Hey, did you see my Instagram yesterday?
Yeah. No, I did not see it. What did you do?
That was amazing, Cappy.
What did you do?
I'm going to wait until you see it.
Oh, wait a minute. Was this the thing where you were...
dancing?
Yeah, were you at the thing at Venice Beach where they were jumping over you and stuff?
Yeah, I didn't get jumped over.
And he didn't leave a tip.
I didn't.
Yeah, what was that, Cappy? I heard you guys talking about that yesterday. Why didn't you tip?
Well,
why'd you run away?
I planned on tipping because here's the thing. Mace and Juan were waiting in this bar for me and Rachel.
True, we were.
And they got there way earlier than we planned. We planned on 4:00.
Yep.
But now it's like 3:15 and Mace and Juan are sitting at this bar. So now I get pulled up into this show, okay? And now it's like 3:55 and I'm like, I don't like to be late for things. And these guys are taking way too long to walk around and ask everybody for tips and stuff. They should have like a Venmo out there. And so now they sit me down. Now it's going to be another 15 minutes before the show is over. And Rachel comes up behind me and goes, come on, we got to go. I'm like, okay. So we bailed. And I felt horrible that I didn't tip. And I was like looking like around all the whole time, Mace. I don't know if you noticed me. I had my head on a swivel. Like, these guys are going to come kick my ass.
Did you have money in your wallet? Do you have
cash?
You had cash?
Yes.
Just go. Why not give him some cash? Just say, here you go. I gotta go.
Hey, bro, I gotta go. I gotta meet somebody.
I thought that would be rude to interrupt the show.
Yeah,
that way.
Tip your boardwalk entertainer.
Well, wait a second. They want the money. That's the whole point of it.
You didn't have to interrupt the guy. Like, there's probably multiple guys there, right? You couldn't have just given it to one.
I don't know, man. I ran down that boardwalk, man. I had to.
I will say this: we were waiting a long time, and we were very drunk by the time they got there. Because we were waiting.
Didn't care, but you didn't care.
Yeah, I was feeling fine by the time Cappy and Rachel rolled in.
It was just
in.
Like, hey, what's going on?
I was good and droned.
But I'll tell you guys right now, you mark my words on this one, Georgie.
Words marked.
Okay, I will be going back there. I will find those guys. I will show them the video, and I will give them cash.
Okay, good.
Very nice.
I hope you do.
You will make some recompense.
I feel like you're full of crap, but okay.
Yeah, no, it will happen.
I believe everything Cappy says.
It will happen. I don't know
when,
but it will.
Yeah. All right, hey, we're back tomorrow at 1. It's Combo Plate. DeMarco Farr is going to be filling in for Ireland tomorrow. It should be great. See you tomorrow. Cappy and Shedano coming up now.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Did you drink that coffee again, Cappy?
Not that coffee. Yesterday I had cold brew. And it just made me accelerate to like 120 miles an hour. Today I'm on just regular coffee, and I'm cruising at about 70.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm good, George. I'm good. How are you? You okay? Because I didn't put you in a carb coma again today.
No, I have had very little carbs actually today. I had carbs after 2 hours of pickleball. It was my first meal of the day. I had lunch with DeMarco.
Mm-hmm.
And I had breakfast. I had an omelet. I had a little bit of hash browns and a couple bites of hash browns and some wheat toast.
Oh, sounds lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds lovely, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Yeah, I'm actually trying today. Today I'm making
a conscious effort.
And DeMarco
paid, which was very unnecessary.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Today I'm making a conscious effort. I literally am making a conscious effort today to watch what I'm eating. And I'm trying to eat enough so that when I get
dinner?
Off... Pardon me?
What are you going to eat for dinner?
Well, so that's the point. I'm trying to eat enough so that when I get off the air at 7 o'clock, rather than being like crazy hungry and having this mentality of, well, I barely ate all day so I can eat whatever I want and then I eat too much, I'm trying to eat enough as the day goes on so that when I get off the air at 7, I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have a salad. I'm going to actually eat like a normal human being tonight. I'm not going to take in 10,000 calories after 8 o'clock at night, you know?
Okay. Good for you, Cappy.
Yeah.
So do you know what it is you're having for dinner yet?
I do not know yet. I do not know. But I want something cold, crispy, clean, and healthy.
Cold, crispy. So you want a salad?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Clean and healthy.
Why don't you have like what I'm having? I'm having like salmon tonight.
Oh, salmon sounds lovely.
Do you enjoy eating salad, Cappy?
Not really.
I didn't think so.
But then what happens is
someone who enjoys it.
Right. But when I get done eating salad, then I'm always like, why don't I have salads more often? It took me longer to eat and it was very tasty, you know? So,
how much dressing are you putting on those things?
Well, I'm going to use some balsamic vinaigrette, mm-hmm. you know, and I just want a lot of protein on it.
Yeah.
That's all. I just don't want the carbs.
Okay.
But I am trying, Lindsay, just so you know, I am trying to not tell myself how fat and disgusting I am, even though I definitely know I need to lose like 15 pounds. I'm like, hey, you know what? you know you're fat and disgusting, but stop telling yourself you're fat and disgusting.
Did you download that that app that I told you about, the self-affirmations?
I did not, but I am trying to be nicer to myself.
You know what, Cap? I'll do you a solid because I know that you'll never download it. I'm going to download the app, and then I'll send you the daily affirmations.
Oh, you know what?
And then you read them to yourself.
You know what? Let me tell you something. That would be lovely and appreciated, just by the way.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to make a calendar note right now in my phone to do that.
Wonderful.
What's a good time that I could send them?
I would say like 6:30 in the morning is a good time.
Okay. Well, how about like, usually I set my alarm right at 6 and then I go back to sleep for like an hour.
Oh, really? So then why set your alarm at 6?
Because I have to turn on the really big show.
Oh, good God.
So I gotta know what's going on, you know, just like today, Jameis Winston, Browns. I had to know what's going on in Cleveland sports, Cappy.
I want to tell you guys something really quickly. This has nothing to do with anything we're about to talk about today. The time change has screwed me up.
What do you mean it screwed you up? It was days ago now.
I know, but didn't it happen on like Saturday night?
Yeah, Saturday night into Sunday.
Okay, so did we spring forward or did we fall backwards? What did we do?
It's spring, so what do you think?
We did go forward, okay? Right. So now this morning...
You lost an hour of sleep on Sunday.
So this morning I woke up and it was like 6:45 and it was pitch black outside, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, wait a second.
Yeah, but it's 7 o'clock and the sun is setting.
Yes, I know, and I want that. Don't get me wrong. I want it to be lighter later, but... I'm waking up late. I'm usually a 5:45, 6 a.m. wake up person. Today I woke up at 6:45. That's like sleeping until 11 o'clock for somebody like me. But when I woke up, because it was still so dark out, I was like, wait, it's later, but it's still darker. So I'm having like a little bit of an adjustment period right now. Is anybody else going through an adjustment period or is it just me?
I think you're the only one.
Yeah.
It's just me. Okay, DeAndre. All right, Big D. I thought it was a common occurrence. But apparently it's just me. I'm the only one going through an adjustment here on daylight savings. Or is it called daylight savings? I don't even know.
We're saving the daylight for later.
Okay. All right. All right, George. I'm okay now. I'm better. I'm back. I'm good. I got that off my chest.
Cappy, apparently the Circle of Trust saying that Emily saw a picture of me playing pickleball and said I looked, quote, less than athletic. Mm. I mean, considering we did pretty damn well last year, I felt like I was pretty athletic even holding a microphone while doing it.
Emily?
I mean, I won the most athletic thing, the feat of the year, didn't I?
You did. You did. I mean, I don't really know that you had much competition, frankly.
Well, I mean, Kirk Morrison hit a home run in the, didn't he? And Beto?
Let's see here. Last year's Mandy's, would we have played the second All-Star game? I don't think so. No.
No, we did not.
No. So.
Well, anyway, Emily, just so you know. I was a big fan of the food you left yesterday at the office. I had some. It was delicious.
Wait, you had some of those pork sliders?
Yeah, they were delicious.
I didn't have any of those pork sliders.
Why didn't you have some?
I don't know, but they did look fire AF.
They were delicious. But I will do my talking on the pickleball court. How about
Ooh.
That?
Ooh.
And you'll see how athletic I look on the pickleball court.
Ooh.
So. You should challenge her to a one-on-one match.
No, I don't want to play one-on-one.
Well, George, don't be so offended by that. Remember what I said last year about Travis. I mean, I said Travis is, you know, the way he plays pickleball is without any movement, totally unathletic, but still kicking our ass.
Right.
So, I mean, he was
kick
offended.
Our ass.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully he hasn't practiced at all. I mean, I'm really going to have to rely on you in this year's pickleball event. I mean, you've been practicing.
This is why I wanted to play with Trudeau.
I know. Well, listen, I don't want to give away our game plan yet, but if Trudell is the strength and McMiniman is the weakness, we'll just have to play to their weakness. Put it that way.
Hey, listen, I'm fine with that. It's like, you know, the corner who can't cover, you know, Justin Jefferson. You throw that way. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you talk about Trudell like as if he's so awesome.
He's very good.
Okay, well, I mean, is he planning on winning this whole thing? Because when he plays against real pickleball people.
I mean, he literally
told
us he would, if McMiniman didn't show up on time, he would play 2 versus 1.
Yeah.
You don't think he's competitive?
No, he's competitive, but
I mean, he's good too.
But in pickleball, being good against you and DeMarco and Beto doesn't necessarily mean he's going to beat up on like these old people who know how to play.
Well, that's where he learned with the old people.
Mm. All right, well, I guess we're all going to have to see it for ourselves. Boy, I'll tell you right now. Yeah. Listen, we all have an idea in our mind of how good Trudell must be. I mean, based on the scouting reports alone.
He's very good.
Okay.
You're going to be like, you're going to look at me, if we play them, you're going to look at me and say, you were right. Like, do you not trust me when I tell you that he's good?
I do trust you, but okay, I also know that, you know, you're watching him play against you and DeMarco and Beto.
I've also watched him play against people who know how to play today, too.
And he's kicking all their asses, huh?
I don't know about kicking all their asses, but he's looking good.
Is he walking tall?
I mean, he's good.
All right. I mean, walking tall, looking good. He's officer material for all I know.
Mm-hmm. If I may interject.
Oh, please.
Since we're speaking about pickleball, all of our listeners should join us for 710's Pickleball Madness Tournament. Again, it's March 23rd at the Agape Pickleball Center at Mile Square Park in Fountain Valley, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Food, drinks, games, fun zone, March Madness, plus sign the biggest birthday card in the world for Steve Mason and celebrate Mason and Ireland's 20th anniversary. Special thanks to Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Bing,
head
bing
to your neighborhood Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change.
Yeah, and also don't forget, Valvoline Instant Oil Change has two different kinds of windshield wipers for you. The $15 bad ones and the $30 good ones.
And Cappy's cheap, too cheap to buy the good ones.
No, no, well, no,
no wait,
I bought
one of each. One of
I bought one good one for my side and one bad one for Morales' side. All right, I need to be able to see. It doesn't matter if my passenger can see or not. So thanks, Valvoline.
Cappy, coming up next.
Yeah, tell me.
The entire station has talked about this today, and we did not yesterday, and I'm kind of surprised. I was expecting you to bring it up, so I didn't want to talk about it until you brought it up, but since it was brought up on the station on both shows today, I wanted to discuss LeBron sitting with Jeannie Buss and Linda Rambis the other day.
Okay. All right. That was Friday night, that game that he didn't play in against Milwaukee.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot. I believe there's a lot. A photo, what is it? What does it say? The picture's worth a thousand words, right? I believe in that saying in this particular instance. We'll get to that. Stick around, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Love the old school Billy Joel.
He's going to be at Ballmer's place.
He's going to be at Ballmer's place?
Yeah.
The Intuit Dome?
Mm-hmm.
Now, hold on a second. I take a lot of heat around here when I don't know certain hip-hop artists. Yo, Big D.
What's happening?
You know who Billy Joel is, dog?
A little bit. Not too much, but I know of him.
You know what about him?
I know his music history.
You know that he's got music? You know that he plays piano?
A little bit, yeah.
You don't know anything about Billy Joel. That's all right. I don't know a lot of stuff that you play sometimes. You know, like Lil Bill. I didn't know who that was when you played him.
Lil Yachty?
Lil Bill?
Isn't that who you played the other day? You were like, don't you know this song? Don't you remember this song, Lil Bill?
I don't know about Lil Bill.
I was like, oh, no, that was Billy
Lil
Joel.
Lil Bill's
my
a
bee.
Good name. Somebody should take that name up, Lil Bill.
Lil
I like
Bill.
That.
My favorite promo that runs on the station right now is when you were talking about all the Lils should be together, and you included Lil Cappy, too.
Wait, what were the other Lils?
Oh,
it
like
was
Lil Wayne.
Wayne.
Oh, Lil Baby.
Lil Baby.
It was Lil Yachty,
Lil Tanucci.
Yeah.
Who Love else was Tanucci. In there? There was a couple of Lils, and then he threw in Lil Cappy.
Throw in Lil Cappy.
Man, I miss Lil Cappy, not going to lie.
No, me too. I do too. That's why.
I'm kind of glad he's not, you know, he was getting a little crazy in the circle of trust. Like, he was tweeting way too much. Like,
yeah,
he
but
to slow down.
You but know? You know what? When we had those Yamaba things during the football season every week, you know, it was great to get together with everybody. You know, I miss everybody. I miss Crypto Ray. I miss Jackie Diaz.
Well, you'll see him in a few, you know, in a little over a week.
I know. I miss Tommy. I miss Miss Molly.
You may have a lot of time. We may have a lot of time to talk to them if you keep not practicing. So
yeah, I miss Beto's 1099. Yeah, I miss all them fools.
Cappy,
you
know, you're showing love to the circle. As we always do. But LeBron was showing love to Jeannie and Linda the other day in a viral video.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm surprised you didn't bring this up because I felt like this was right up your alley. I was just kind of waiting to see if you'd do it. But the two shows today were talking a lot about it. Mm-hmm. And in the viral video, Lindsay, what does it look like he was saying to them when he approached them?
So according to sources, I guess, that have...
Well, the Twitter sleuths.
Yeah. The Twitter sleuths that have like really zoomed in, slowed it down, flipped it, and reversed it.
Mm-hmm. Say, smacked it up, flipped it, and rubbed it down?
Exactly. They said, mm-hmm. quote,
oh, no.
First of all, this is what LeBron supposedly said. First of all, happy International Women's Day to both of you. And then he appeared to say, quote, y'all are two of the most powerful women in sports. Y'all deserve it. End quote.
Right. Okay. And then there was a lot of, you know, chit-chat, and they were very, jovial, affectionate, however you'd like to call it. You know, like there was a lot of like, oh, LeBron, you're so great. Oh, Jeannie, you're so great. Oh, Linda, you're so great. Right. There was a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
And people were having some fun with it. I don't think there's any question about that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny because the question then became, well, what's up here? Right. Like, isn't that what you were thinking? Or what did you think when you saw the video, Cappy?
I thought to myself, okay, so LeBron isn't playing tonight and he's leaving his guys out there. And okay, if they're playing well and this game is close and it's interesting, then he can feel comfortable. If they're getting destroyed and he's sitting on the bench or in the stands hanging out with Jeannie and Linda, that's not going to be such a comfortable place to be sitting. You know, not like, you know, they're going to be looking at him like, hey, LeBron, you sure your ankle, can you go in the back and suit up or something? Can you help out? But as it turns out, Friday night was all about D'Angelo Russell and the 44 points that he scored and the amazing win that the Lakers had against Milwaukee without LeBron in the game. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, honestly, I know a lot of people looked at that video and they saw them sitting there. And you know what people thought, George? They're like, okay, so he's sitting there with Jeannie the boss and Jeannie's right-hand lady on International Women's Day. And you know what? I wished a lot of people happy International Women's Day because, first of all, I didn't even know it was International Women's Day. And most of the women that I said that to, they were like, wait, what's that? So just, I don't know, it hasn't really caught on yet. It's not exactly up to the standards of Valentine's Day yet.
Jesus. What? Can you just talk about what you wanted about LeBron and Jeannie?
I mean, this is an important point to make.
I mean, this is a ridiculous tangent to take at the moment.
No, I wish my girlfriend...
This is why Chris and me and Lindsay and DeAndre always say you end up going around like you take the long circuitous route
to
your point is.
We need a sounder when you're starting to like drift off on your tangents.
Well,
like,
this is a tangent.
You
this
know
is
the
a
hook
side tangent.
When they did the late night at the Apollo and they had the hook and they'd hook you off the stage?
A vaudevillian cane. Yes.
That's what we need.
Well, this is kind of like driving down downtown LA and you could go straight. Or you could turn right, then turn left, then turn left, then turn right. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you could just take a couple extra steps.
Well, go ahead. Just finish the tangent.
I wish my girlfriend a happy International Women's Day, and I said, you know, you're a powerful woman. And she said, I didn't even know it was International Women's Day. So now let's get back to LeBron. I'm back on the street.
So you were about to say what you thought or people were saying that, you saw that people were saying about that particular
Here's what
meeting.
People think. Here's what people think.
Okay.
LeBron and Jeannie are all chummy, and Jeannie and Linda are BFFs, okay? And if LeBron and Jeannie and Linda are all so chummy together, guess what that means for the long term? It means that LeBron isn't going anywhere, not next year, but for the next 2 years thereafter. Those people don't look like she's the owner and he's a star player and they have that sort of relationship. No, they look like they're all BFFs. So,
okay. Yeah. So I think you're on to something, Cappy. So what I would say is, and I heard Ramona kind of allude to this earlier today.
What'd she say?
I will just tell you that there are two athletes in my lifetime that I've covered for a decent amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
That I would say when they do something, there's not a lot of spontaneity to it, right? Like, they know what they're doing. They know when they do something that there's more times than not. I don't want to say, you know, all the time. But more times than not, they know what the reaction is going to be or that there's going to be a reaction, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think LeBron and Shaq particularly are two very calculated individuals. And I know that that usually connotes something nefarious, and I'm not saying that to be the case in this instance. What I'm saying is it is just they're always thinking of the next step. They're playing chess instead of checkers, right, is the way to describe it. So I think, to your point, LeBron clearly wants a new contract, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
LeBron is probably going to want a max contract, right? So I think, and then coming off the heels of the emoji stuff and some of the stuff he said, right, about the team and the roster, whatever, I think that that's almost like, hey, look, it's all water under the bridge at this point. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that there's some of that plus the contract stuff. I think all of that is in play here.
See, to me, what it kind of tells me is this. It's not like LeBron has to say to Genie, hey, can I have a new contract? And hey, can it be a max contract? To me, what the picture says is we are a partnership.
We're aligned.
We are equals.
Yeah.
She's not the rich owner, and I'm not just the guy who makes a lot of money playing basketball. We are equals. And so it's not, will Genie give him the contract? It's will LeBron actually sign the contract? Because there's no negotiation. It's not like, hey, LeBron, max contract says you're going to make $50 million, but you know we only want to pay you $47 million. It's not like that. It's like, LeBron, we are business partners, right? We have an understanding, right? Yes, the understanding is we, the Lakers, want you to stay with our organization, and you, the ball player, wants to stay with our organization because we are all business partners. So what you get paid is the maximum amount because we get more from you than just what you do on the floor.
Right. And that's basically what this boils down to. Not only am I your best player, arguably still, I'm still one of the best players in the sport, and I put more butts in the seats than anyone arguably in the game still.
And really, doesn't matter them 39 or next year 40 or then 41 or even 42. You need me and I need you. And needing LeBron isn't even necessarily about winning a championship. Because, I mean, again, we had this whole conversation yesterday about how many people inside the Laker organization truly believe they're going to win a championship this year. But it's a business partnership. And when you are an equal, you can sit there with the owner and her best friend and shum it up. I mean, tell me this. You know, you say LeBron and Shaq calculated guys. But like we mentioned A-Rod earlier today. I don't remember when A-Rod got to the Yankees if George Steinbrenner was still alive. But just imagine. Okay.
Yes.
You weren't going to see A-Rod and George Steinbrenner chumming it up. Okay.
But I will say this. And I know this not only from him, but from other players who played there. Maybe not chumming it up on camera all the time, except there was the Roger Clemens situation. There's a Susan Waldman is the famous Yankee radio broadcaster, mm-hmm. along with John, mm-hmm. Sterling. Mm-hmm. And there's like a famous drop that I used to play like 20 years ago or whatever, mm-hmm. it was, where Roger Clemens, who was a free agent at the time, had not signed with the team, was in George Steinbrenner's box, his luxury suite. And you hear Susan Waldman yelling in the middle of the broadcast, Roger Clemens is in George's box! George did do some of that stuff once
in a
while.
Okay, like, put it this way. If Tom Brady were hurt and he were in Robert Kraft's luxury suite, you'd go, okay, well, I kind of get that. But if Dak Prescott were hurt, you don't expect to see him in Jerry Jones's suite hanging out and chumming it up with Jerry Jones, do you?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
Okay, but
know.
I'm giving you an example, so just play with me here. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, it's sure. Different. I mean, I don't know, but okay. Go
but
ahead.
It's different. LeBron is a different level.
Correct.
LeBron ain't going anywhere, by the way. I mean, not this year.
Seems fairly obvious.
Yeah, yes, I mean, he's not going anywhere this year. LeBron will sign for another two thereafter.
Yeah.
We're going to see LeBron till he's 42, and Bronny will be playing for the Lakers. That is,
well,
I'm telling you that
I
right
don't
now.
Know. Maybe,
no, that I do.
Maybe not.
I know this is a fact.
You know this is a fact.
Well, yes.
Well, I mean, you know what? How about this?
Yeah.
You know, if you know that for a fact, then mm-hmm. Cappy, do you know if LeBron will ever need the water boy?
I don't know if LeBron will ever need the water boy or not. I'm not really sure about that. I really
you
don't
think
know.
LeBron, I mean, LeBron's got a big house. Mm-hmm. He's got three kids. You know what I mean? Like, there's probably a lot of water, you know, going on in the house.
Tell you this, if LeBron goes out to his mailbox and he gets that letter from the Department of Water and Power and it says high usage on it, LeBron might go into Bronny and go, yo, my man, you're taking them long showers, man. Our water bill's going up. What's his other son's name, the younger one? What's the other one's name? Bryce. Yo, Bryce, I mean, you're out there, you know, washing that Lambo 5 times a week. I appreciate that you're keeping it clean, but man, our water bill's going through the roof. And then LeBron might go back to his regular life and never think twice about it. And then he gets another one of those letters from the Department of Water and Power that says high usage. And then maybe what happens is he comes to this realization, which is, hey, it's not the showers and it's not the washing the car and it's not the sprinklers. It's a leak somewhere. You got to call the water boy because the water boy specializes in pressurized leak detection. It's all they do day in and day out. They go to people's houses and they find leaks. They've got this state-of-the-art of equipment. And what it does is it allows them to both visually and acoustically, so with their eyes and their ears, inspect your pipes to find that leak that is constantly flowing, which is why you're receiving these crazy water bills. And it could be anything from like a failing toilet to a burst pipe, which is what I had in my house. And you don't even know it's happening because it could be underneath your house or in the slab. They've got all this experience from water damage restoration to general construction and plumbing so that when they put those things together, they master the art of leak detection. They do non-destructive leak detections, which means they're not going to damage the structure of your home. So listen, if you get these letters of high usage and you can't figure it out, where is this coming from? Let's do a beautiful thing and let's call Omer at the Water Boy. And it's whether you're a homeowner, you're a property manager, you're a realtor, whoever it is, you got to call Omer at the Water Boy leak detection today. 818-518-5055. I'll slow it down for you. 818-518-5055. One more time. Can we do it all together? Memorize it. Put it in your phone. 818-518-5055 for the Water Boy leak detection.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
I'm okay with Wooly Bully.
When you think of this song, what movie comes to mind?
Wooly Bully. Bully Bully.
I don't know. Bully, that's a great bully question. I think of like Happy Days, to be honest with you. I don't think of a movie.
Let me tell you what movie comes to mind. Everybody out there, you guys know exactly what I'm about to say.
Is it Back to the Future?
No, sir.
Oh.
Think about 80s movie. Okay.
I mean, that was an 80s movie.
I know it was. This is an 80s movie. Mm-hmm. One of the most famous actors of our generation played one of the most bizarre characters given the rest of his career.
Are you thinking Tootsie?
No, Tootsie. Good guess.
Well, I was thinking Tootsie. Dustin Hoffman. You know?
No. He was a young kid at the time.
Okay, well, you just tell me because I'm not going to guess.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh.
You say that about every old school
I've only
movie.
Seen the movie once, and really? It's just not, you're much older than me, man.
I'm not like, much older than you. I'm not much older than you. I'm like a week older than you.
No, you're not. You're older than me, so that movie resonated more with you because you were a teenager when you saw that movie, and I was like 4 or 5.
I mean, it was the early 80s, and Jeff Spicoli was doing his thing.
Sean Penn, yes.
And when he got up on stage and he had those black and white checkered Vans, man, I'm telling you, that was like life-changing moment for me, and I loved that song.
The first time I saw that movie was, you know, like they have like the independent channels, you know mm-hmm. what I mean, on like your TV? Like for example, KTLA, right, is a perfect mm-hmm. example of that. And they have, like, you know, the Saturday afternoon movie of the week or whatever, you know, back in the day. That would be Fast Times at Ridgemont High. And you know, I might have seen it once, but it just, like, wasn't for me.
Well, let me tell you, man, that was an all-timer.
You know how the song came about, Wooly Bully? Like, do you know what Wooly Bully is?
Nope.
No.
The guy, the lead singer, obviously, from Sam the Sham.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was his cat's name.
His cat's name was Wooly.
His cat's name was Wooly, and as he'd be like, "Oh, hey, Wooly Bully," which I do that with my dog all the time. I'm like, "Hey, Choochie Woochie," you know. Yeah. Or his cat would say, "Hello, doggy."
Hey, doggy. As a matter of fact, we at ESPN LA just put out a video from this past weekend at that Subaru Best Friends Pet Adoption Center. It's a nice video, so check it out because they do great work there. Hey, real quick, George, though, before we go on, you know, Chris mentions Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, and what? I'm the one. I actually ran away from them one day. Now, I didn't run away from them, but what I did
was... You'd beelined away from them.
I did. I was like, I saw them set up right in front of the door, and I was like, oh, crap. And then I got lucky because I went to turn to get the cart, and when I turned back around, there was a lady who had just come out and stopped right in front of me to go check out the Girl Scout cookies, and I ran in the door. Yeah. And then by the time I came out, they were already packing their table away.
Yeah, well, listen, all three of my daughters were all Girl Scouts. They all sold the cookies. Listen, I can't deal with these cookies anymore. Last night, I got home, okay? There was a box of, what do they call the chocolate peanut butter one? The Tagalongs.
Tagalongs, yeah.
You know, it got to a point where there was only one row left. So I was like, you know what? I might as well just eat them now to get them out of the house.
Oh, Cappy.
Yeah, I know. Like, so,
that's like six cookies, isn't it?
Right. So I'm like, just like I could eat three now and eat three tomorrow, or I could just eat all six of them and throw the box away and get rid of them. Now, today, I had a very healthy lunch. I cut up a red pepper. I had some carrots. I had a little bit of hummus. I had chicken, which, by the way, I'm going to teach you something later in the day's show about this chicken that you need to know. Okay. And then I had this nice healthy lunch. Yes. I had this nice healthy lunch, George. And then I looked and there was that box of Samoas. What are they called? Samoas.
Okay. Yeah. Those are the coconut ones.
Right. And I go into this box and there's one row left. One row.
Another row?
One row left.
So you've had basically a whole box of cookies
in
24 hours.
No, wait. There was one row left, but the Samoas had like melted together into one giant six cookie Samoa. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, boy.
So I start trying to tear these things apart, but the top of one is being ripped off by the bottom of the other. And I looked at myself and I said, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Right. So you just ate it all in one big bite.
Nope. I threw it in the garbage.
Good for you.
I threw an entire row of Girl Scout cookies in the garbage. Girls, I love you. You're adorable. Your moms are hot. But seriously, it's got to stop.
Cap, next year, instead of buying the cookies, just go on like the Girl Scout cookies website and do the thing where you donate boxes to the troops. Right. And they send them to the troops.
But you don't understand. They guilt me when I walk into a CVS or I walk into a grocery store.
So then
they guilt
ask them, say, hey, can I give you the money for the cookies and have you give the boxes to someone less fortunate? And
I have.
Say, no problem.
No, but Lindsay, baseball, I have. I've given the money. Here's $20. I only need $2 or $6 a box. Here, give the rest of it to charity, whatever. It's my daughter brings them home. You cannot
Keep them in a room and lock them up. Put them in like a little key, like a, you know, a box so you can't get to them.
Girl Scout cookies, I don't know how they do it. They make it to everybody's face every year. Girl Scouts, you got to... How about the Girl Scouts actually do something good for America and they go like this? Hey, we're going to come up with something healthy. Girl Scout carrots.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think
that's a terrible
idea.
Happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I just had really good beef jerky, Cappy.
Turkey jerky or beef jerky?
No, beef jerky, real beef.
Yeah, teriyaki?
Total carbs. It's from Tillamook. You know, the people that make the cheese and the ice cream?
Mm-hmm.
They make jerky, too.
Oh, really?
They make good sugar-free teriyaki jerky.
Well, that's what this is. It's zero sugar black pepper beef jerky.
Oh, black pepper.
My brother-in-law, my brother-in-law has been like on a beef jerky making kick. He's like trying all these different flavors and stuff. It's pretty good. I should tell him to send me some.
Yeah, it is good. Cappy, so in the circle of trust, and you can be part of the circle of trust being in our community by going to Twitter and then searching Sedano and Cap in the search bar in the community section. And Rob So Far I says, what's your guys' take on why so many longtime Laker fans are ready to see the LeBron James era with the Lakers be over? Well, I think that's a multi-pronged answer is what I would say. But the first answer, and I've never wavered from this, he's not Kobe. I think that's part of it, right? I think that is a big part of this. Even so much so that we had a story the other day that came out that was something he worried about when coming here initially. Secondly, I don't think I think they want it to end because they don't think of him as theirs, right? He played in Cleveland. He won championship there. He played in Miami. He won two championships there. LeBron's been kind of a mercenary. So in a lot of ways. So I think that's a part of it. I also think the fact that he is sometimes a little extra like you, Cappy. He likes to, wield his opinions about things, and it becomes a topic of conversation. I don't think Laker fans love that much either. So I think it's, and the age. So I think it's all four of those things And I don't think it's just one. I think it's all four of those things combined, although there could be individual people that it could be just one of those.
If I had to rank it, though, I think Laker fans look at LeBron and they don't think of him as being ours. You know, if you're part of the Laker Nation, Kobe was ours. Magic was ours. Even to some degree, because he won multiple championships, Shaquille O'Neal was ours. I mean, that's the way people look at these guys. People look at LeBron James and are like, LeBron James came here at the end of his career so that LeBron James could advance his business by utilizing LA and the Laker brand. And by the way, it hasn't been nearly as successful enough for us to consider him ours. I think number one, first and foremost, it's about that. The rest of the stuff that you talked about, B, C, and D, agree. But number one.
Oh, I think number one, it's Kobe. That he's not Kobe. Like a million times, like not even with a bullet, it's that. You know what I'm saying? Like there's no question that's the number one thing.
Yeah.
They never really had a true right. Huh?
That comparison is he's not Kobe. He's not ours. Kobe was ours. LeBron's not ours.
No, I get it. But it's just him. And there was all, you know, there was like, I think Laker fans get upset that Kobe is bypassed in the GOAT conversation more times than not. That it boils down to mostly Michael and LeBron. Maybe Kareem gets some love in there occasionally. I think that's it. And Kobe has very, very serious fans, like people who really love Kobe. And I understand why. But I think that's, to me, number one without question.
Yeah, but listen, there are a lot of Laker
fans. By the way,
you're
listening to KSPN Los Angeles. So you know.
Right. Yeah. There are a lot of Laker fans. Like, I know a lot of guys who are lifelong Laker fans who right now are not Laker fans, who are like, hey, there's a player that I just don't like, and he plays for my team, and when he's done, then I'll come back to my team. I'm like, really? Like,
that's kind of ridiculous.
That's really your deal? Like, you really, honestly, you grew up loving the Lakers your whole life, and now because you don't love LeBron, you have actually turned your back on your team? Yeah, that's right. I'm like, wow, that seems strange to me.
Well, then you're not a real fan, is what I would say to that person.
Mm. Well, they would argue different.
You root for the name on the front of the jersey.
They can argue all they want, but that, I mean, literally by definition, if you turn your, they just said, agreed with you, and you said you would turn their back on their team.
Well, listen, they can defend themselves. I don't have to defend these people.
Well, there's no defense, in my opinion.
Hey, what's going on right now?
Tell your friends I said that.
Well, they're not even my friends. They're your friends too, believe it or not.
They're my friends too.
Oh, that's right.
Tell them. Tell them to tell me that.
Okay, I'll do it. By the way, I'm watching something right now. Listen,
you know
how we always like car chases? If you turn on KTLA right now, there's a guy in a standoff with the LAPD, and he's armed with a chainsaw.
Okay.
Oh, man. I don't mean to laugh, but that sounds fake.
Well, I'm putting it on right now. And
it's in the Mission Hills area.
What do you mean they're in a standoff?
It's not on right now. I'm looking at KTLA and they don't have it on right now.
I'm watching it right now, and maybe this is my delay or something like that. But this guy's in the back of a pickup truck, and this armored vehicle.
Are you sure it's KTLA?
Yeah, I'm watching it right here, right now.
Yeah, because I've got KTLA on right now, and there's a lady being talked about being attacked or something.
I'm behind you. Now it's homeless man attacks child.
Yeah, that right. That's yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, so I just
go back behind, to the chainsaw.
As usual. Yeah.
Yeah, the chainsaw guy was more interesting. Like, I mean.
Well, I thought that was like a live event you were taking us to.
Right, well, listen, that's the whole thing. It said live, so I mean, I thought it was live, but.
Hey, we got a break, Abby. We're way over the break.
Well, what are we doing? Run the clock, George.
Okay. Better clock management. Coming up next, what kind of team are the Raiders trying to build? And the Rams have made some nice additions here. We'll get into some NFL free agency next.